Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod with Ed Lulley.
Welcome, Ed. Pete. And welcome to Coach Doug Williams of Catoctin High School. The Catoctin Cougars back to 1A, but they're off to a great start this year.
And we're going to talk to Doug in just a moment. We have to acknowledge our sponsors, and we're happy to, because Nimio Federal Credit Union, of course, and Jay Day and the Day home team of real estate teams, and also Griffith Plumbing. We welcome our sponsors, and they have supported high school sports, and we should be thankful for that.
And we are.
We are. And Coach Doug Williams, 27 years, your 27th year at Catoctin, I believe?
At 28th.
We were off by a year.
Okay. That's okay.
That's all right. Yeah, none of us might. We're all getting up there and everything. So 28 years, that's amazing. So you started about 1989 then, wouldn't you?
1991 was the first season.
Okay, that was your first season. Okay, I was never any good at math anyway, so.
That's okay.
Okay, you've been there. You've seen. I just want to ask you, you know, that's a good opening question. Have the athletes changed now in the years? You started in 91, so a whole new generation has come on the scene. Do you notice differences with the athletes of today and the athletes of 1991?
Well, inside, the kids are the same. They're the same today as they were way back when I started 40 years ago inside. On the outside, things have changed dramatically. I mean, kids are bigger, faster, and stronger than they used to be, because kids train year-round now. But as far as on the inside, the kids are the same. They want to have fun. They want to be disciplined, and they want to be on a team and be in a team environment. So I don't think the kids inside have changed, but the outside on their bodies has changed, and the outside influences in society, unfortunately, has changed too. So, but on the inside, they're the same.
I just wanted to ask you, I mean, this just concerns high school sports in general. We've seen the trend towards specialization. Parents are given the advice, well, if you have a son or a daughter that's good at soccer, play soccer year-round, or play baseball or softball year-round. Don't play anything else. Just concentrate on one sport. That seems to be a trend. I don't like it personally, but how do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm strongly against it. If a kid is a good athlete, he needs to play two and three sports. It makes him better at his sport. If you look at the NFL, I think the percentage of NFL athletes who are multi-sports is 85%. If you look in, I don't know if it's the newspaper or on YouTube, was it a year or two ago, the head coach of the Baltimore Orioles, he always goes after multi-sport athletes, not kids who have trained year-round with specialization. And baseball coaches and private coaches. I mean, the best athletes are multi-sport athletes. It will be that way on all these things. I mean, if you can specialize all you want, but you can't train competition. That's what multi-sports do. They train competition, and that's hard. You can't bottle that. And I mean, a basketball player, a football player who plays basketball, he improves with his jumping, his running, his reaction. You can't train reaction. And then competing, I mean, competition, once you get up in the upper levels, it's the people who compete are usually the better athletes, and that's what multi-sports do. So you can specialize all you want, but the better athletes are the multi-sport athletes. Makes them better.
All right, interesting. Interesting view there. And just another thing we've noticed. There were articles, I'm sure you've seen them, they came out in the press over the summer showing that participation in football across the board is down, about 5%, I guess, on the high school level. Do you see that trend away from football or contact sports where you are in Thurmont, Maryland, where Catoctin High School is located?
No, I don't see a drop in competition. I mean, when I came here in 91, we had the smallest turnout we've ever had since I've been here with my coaches in 28 years. So we haven't noticed it at Catoctin. I mean, I know parents are concerned with concussions, but they do football trainers and coaches and states and organizations. They do more with concussion training than they ever have. I mean, when a kid even gets a headache now, he's taken out. So I'm sure a lot of the people are worried about concussions, but I haven't seen a drop in numbers up here. So
Now, at Catoctin, I would assume you have a trainer there all the time during the game, anyway.
Oh yeah, we have full-time trainers in there. There's full-time trainers in every high school in Frederick County.
And now, is there a medically trained person that's around? You know, if a young athlete were to come up with a head injury, that could at least look at it and see how serious, give a guess at least how serious it was.
Well, our trainers are trained just as good as a doctor to determine whether, if not better than a regular doctor, who can determine whether they have a concussion or not. And they always side on the cautious side. So our trainers are 100% trained to recognize concussions.
Coach, you've also had in the last decade or so a lot more training and coaching over the summers and whenever you can to try to have players learn to tackle properly, right?
Oh, yeah. The tackling training that coaches are using now today are heads and shoulders above when I played. I mean, you know, when I played, the head was part of the tackle. Well, the head has now been taken completely out of the tackle training, as it should be. And they got a lot of that from rugby. You know, rugby, they don't have any helmet on, and those guys tackle with their shoulder and their chest. So the head has been taken out. The training is excellent nowadays.
And have you seen the difference as kids have learned to tackle more proficiently?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just think back when I played, and my coaches, you know, they tried to do a good job, and basically it was the physicalness of the tackle, which now it's more technique, and I think tackling has improved. And, you know, a lot of it's an attitude. You know, if the kid wants to take the kid down, he'll take him down, and if he's scared to take him down, then he's not going to take him down. But the technique has improved dramatically in getting the head out.
We got a chance to see your game last Friday at Frederick High School in that brand new turf field. Did you like that field?
Oh, that field is as good as any field in all Frederick County. It's a wonderful, awesome field. Frederick County did a great job putting that field in.
Your team did a great job on Friday night too. It seems to me that Frederick has been on the mend. They played a lot better this time than they have in the past, even though they were on the short end of the score. Is it hard when you've had a program that's kind of hit a low point to bring it back?
Oh, no. I think that the head coach is doing a heck of a job at Frederick High School. They're twice as good as they were last year. They were more physical. Their technique was better. Their quarterback was better. The receivers were better. And their defense is better. They're twice as good as they were last year. They're on the upswing.
I think the thing Pete and I noticed the best was the attitude of the team. A lot of teams, when they get down, that you can see the physicality of the team. It's not as tough, and they get their heads down. This team didn't do that, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be on the mend. Your team, I've got to say, I was very impressed by your team. Really athletic.
Well, we have more speed than we had last year, so that's probably showing up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, that's we did. I just want to, for listeners that aren't up on what the deal is here at Catoctin, at least as we tape this program, won their first two games, and they beat Boonesboro by a score of 28-21, and they beat Frederick, the game that Ed was just referring to, 42-14 on the Frederick home field, and they did both these games on the road. So I would think, and I know your team last year, they were young, they were learning, they were full of spirit, but they made some mistakes. But this year, I tell you, the team we saw out there last Friday night was an experienced veteran team, did not get carried away, and just has immense talent.
The experience is paying off. I mean, we didn't lose very many kids last year, so, you know, it's hard to coach experience. And so we're better than we were last year.
Well, let's look at the some of these players on the Catoctin team, and I guess you have to start with Joey Fogle, the 5'9", 170-pound senior. He had two touchdowns against Boonesboro in the opening game, and then he really hit his stride on that turf field against the Frederick Cadets, scoring four touchdowns of 46 yards, 37 yards, 7 yards, 29 yards, for a total of 162 yards, 11 carries, and four touchdowns. And I tell you, just to watch him, he seems like he's shot out of a cannon. He just has really impressive speed.
Joey has good speed. He had last Friday night, he had extra motivation. Unfortunately, he just lost his father about 3 weeks ago, who died, and his father played on that field. So Joey was emotionally charged up for that game. The offensive line did a great job of blocking. And then once Joey hit the open hole, he accelerated very well. So he was very motivated for that game Friday night.
Yeah, he was also quoted the paper as saying that last year he really felt that the team should have won more games than they did. They 4-6, but he was very upset about that. He said, well, this is not going to happen this year. And he talked about playing with a chip on his shoulder. And that's I guess that's the right attitude for Friday night football.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So he's a chip off the old block.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
A tremendous player, Joey Fogle. We'll hear about him all year long. Just an incredible. If you can get out and see a Catoctin High School game, do so just to see this kid play. And we'll just take a quick break here and remind you that you're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD Radio in Frederick. I'm Pete McLeod with Ed Lulley. We're talking to Doug Williams, the head football coach at Catoctin High School. And we want to mention our sponsors, Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. They help bring you the sports programming on WFMD.
And the football games.
And all the football games, right. And we want to ask you, Coach, about Joey Fogle's friend in the backfield. And he's your friend, too, I'm sure, Nathan Rednauer's. And he is a fabulous running back, too.
Yeah, Nathan's nice in the open field. Nathan can do a lot of things. He can run, he can catch, and he can return kicks and punts. And he also can play some quarterback, too. So he's a wonderful all-around player that has skill in the open field.
And last year, just the figure that jumped out at us, Ed and I, we were discussing it. This was last year when these two kids were juniors. They combined for 1,600 yards and 25 touchdowns in 2016 as juniors. So you could see what was coming now with the experience as seniors. What a 1-2 punch that Catoctin has.
Yeah, we're blessed to have those kids. And not only are they nice players, but they're great, great people, too. So it's fun. They're fun to coach.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, you know, we've talked to all the coaches, and one of the things that's changed in Frederick County is the composition of who you're playing. And you've got teams now that are not really, I mean, sort of independent. And some of the teams you're playing are teams that a lot of people have never heard of, like Southern Garrett County.
Yeah, Southern Garrett County obviously is way out west. They're a 1A school, so it's nice to have them on the schedule. But they're a very well coached, tough team. So it's a nice even game.
And then we do know Smithsburg, and that's somebody you're playing at home on the 22nd, and on Thursday the 28th you're playing Williamsport. Once again, that's a team that you're familiar with because you played them before, but here's a team I've never heard of, Rising Sun High School, and you're way at there. They're almost in Delaware, right?
Yeah, they're way up there northeast in Maryland. So I don't know much about them yet, so we will.
But you will.
Don't get lost on the way up there. We may never hear from you again.
And then you have St. Paul's. Are they out of Baltimore?
St. Paul's are in Baltimore.
Okay.
They're right on the edge of downtown Baltimore.
And they're coming to Catoctin to play you guys.
No, we're playing them down there. Playing them down there.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Then our schedule's wrong. Our schedule has it at Catoctin High School field. Anyway, and then the 20th is Joppatown.
Yes.
And they come to Catoctin, right?
That's correct.
And then the week after that, you're at Clear Spring. You've played them before, I believe.
Yes.
And the last game of the regular season, you're at Brunswick.
Right.
So, familiar teams for you guys. Is it a lot tougher scheduling games now with the new league composition?
No, it's very difficult. Football is the hardest scheduling sport there is because you can only play once a week. So, you know, you only have so many openings, and it's hard to go out and find teams that fit into that schedule. So it's real difficult, you know, when you have to fill all those weeks with a lot of independent kids. So people want
Do you think that might change in the next couple of years, or we might go back to something more familiar?
It all depends on, I can't answer that, but it all depends on Washington County and Carroll County. So we tried to get hooked up with both of those schools, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that. But Washington County, we've been able to schedule a lot, so it's nice to get back to playing those teams we played for years.
Right. All right. That'd be good.
Just staying on that subject for a minute, Coach, everyone knows Catoctin is 1A once again. You were 2A. Now you're back to 1A. Is that going to make it easier or harder for you? I was thinking it may be easier to get into the postseason with the 1A West, but what's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, what's the nice thing is now we're playing an even schedule, a level schedule. You know, we're the smallest school in Frederick County, and it's projected to stay that way for the next 10 years. They're able to do that through their elementary school enrollment, et cetera, and middle school enrollment. So, you know, we're going to be 1A for a good while, and we'll probably remain the smallest school in Frederick County because all the other small schools are getting bigger, and they're going to expand Frederick's. In my understanding, they're going to expand Frederick's territory here soon. So, and then, you know, so we still got to win games. And then we get in the West, which is probably the toughest region in the whole state. So, to be honest with you, whoever comes out of that 1A West has a real good shot going all the way. So, you know, it's getting in is one thing, and getting through it's going to be another.
No, you got that right.
You've got a high school sitting out there in Cumberland by the name of Fort Hill. That's known all over the state of Maryland. They're defending state champions. And, you know, the truth is, if you're going to go to a state championship or advance too far in the playoffs, you're going to have to get by them. You're going to have to beat them. And that's a tall order.
That's right.
they're a decent school, right?
Yeah.
I'll never forget, they played Thomas Johnson, one of the last, the legendary coach, Thomas Johnson. Well, they played Thomas Johnson just recently, in recent years, and they came down and at Thomas Johnson just destroyed a real good Thomas Johnson team, like 30-0. And this is a 1A team playing a 4A team at the time. Thomas Johnson was 4A. And he said afterwards to the Frederick News Post, he said, these are a different type of kids that go to school up there. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, if you go up and watch a game there, the whole community's there. It's like a town game. It really is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, we'll worry about the playoffs in November this season. Tell me about your quarterback, Christian Michael, because he looked very poised. He's 6'2", 165-pound junior.
Yeah, Christian is, he started for us last year. He shared time with our quarterback, Zach, and he's been working very hard in the offseason. Hard worker, does everything you ask him to do. He's very intelligent. And we have high hopes for him in the future, you know, this season and in the future.
Yeah, tall kid, and he had poise. That's what I recognized. And he seemed to know who to hand off to, mainly number 7, Joey Fogle. another running back that looked talented was Noah Schreiner. He saw quite a bit of action. He's quick.
Yeah, he's a nice running back receiver, too. So we have several kids that we can go to. And plus, our offensive line is blocking well, too. So. It's easy to run behind those guys up to this point.
Let's give them some credit. Jack Kelly, a senior at 6'1", 236. Will Bingman, 6'3", 252, a senior. Ben Sace, senior, 6'2", 278. Dennis Pittenger, a senior, 6'1", 255. Tyler Nayak, I think, 5', 996 pounds, sophomore. And Connor Smoke is in there, and I may have forgotten somebody, but that's an experienced offensive line.
Yes. Yeah, it's a nice offensive line, absolutely. Good mixture in there between seniors, juniors, and sophomore in there.
And I think they won the battle against Frederick on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, they played hard on Friday night. So did Frederick.
And another player that caught our eye as a young sophomore, a wide receiver, Mason Clark, 5'10", 181 pounds. He's only going to get better, but he looks like he's already into it.
Yeah, he started for us last year as a freshman, so and he made all county as a DB. as a freshman too. He had 7 interceptions, so he's got some talent too.
And look at this this quartet of defensive backs: Mason Clark, who we just mentioned, Nathan Rednauers, Christian Michael, Noah Schreiner. Those are the defensive backs. No wonder Frederick had problems completing passes. They're good. They're all good.
Yeah, well, we had another defensive back in there, Cam Baumgartner, and then also Nathan Rednauer played back there too. So it's a nice secondary.
And that Cam Baumgartner, he had returned a fumble 53 yards for a touchdown against Boonesboro. So what does he do against Frederick? He intercepts a pass and runs it back 10 yards into the end zone. So he scored 2 defensive touchdowns there for Catoctin.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's unusual, man, for 2 games. 2 defensive touchdowns in 2 games, that's unusual.
And I want to ask you, and you certainly sound enthusiastic, but, you know, you think after all the years you've been out there in the field, is it still fun for you?
Oh, it's just as much fun now as it's ever been. And the reason being is that it's the kids. The kids and my assistant coaches, they're so fun. It's so fun to go to practice every day and have relationships with the kids that we have and the coaches that we have. I mean, it's a joy to go to practice every day. At this point in time, why would I give up something that's fun?
Well, you love the support of the school up there. It's we've been up there. It's a beautiful, probably the most beautiful campus in Frederick County. And
it's gorgeous up there.
Remember the TJ coach.
And then the sport and the community is wonderful. The administration, the students, and then the community is awesome.
Yeah, it's just like an old-time thing up there with the Friday night football and the support of the fans. And Ed?
I was just going to mention, we drew a blank a few minutes ago. Of course, it was the legendary coach Ben Wright.
Ben Wright,
TJ.
Yeah. He's the one that made that remark about the Fort Hill kids being so tough. Ben was kind of tough himself, wasn't he? He's a tough football coach.
He was a good guy.
Very tough. Very good, very tough, very good man.
And for the season now, we were speculating like we shouldn't do, but like the media always does, saying, gee, this Catoctin team's with the athletes we've been talking about here. We also want to mention Logan Dinterman, great athlete. We mentioned Jack Kelly and Will Bigman. Don't want to forget anybody. And Cam Baumgartner, Jake Baker, I thought played well. Also Chase Wilhelm, some of the other players. But as you look at the team, do you think you have a good shot at making the postseason?
Oh, that's so hard for me to predict down the road. The only thing I care about is our next opponent. It's dangerous to look down the road, so I don't even want to do that. I just want to win.
I try not to because I think it's jinxing a coach, so I don't want to do that to you.
We've enjoyed having you on again, and good luck the rest of the way. We want to mention our sponsors here. This is Coach Doug Williams we've been talking to. We want to thank our sponsors, Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. I want to thank those sponsors. And thank you, Coach Williams. Thanks for all you've done for the last 28 years coaching the young athletes of Frederick County. And you've got so many memories, and it's been a great life, I'll tell you.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Ed, too.
You're welcome.
All right, and for Ed Luly and for Doug Williams, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.